Central.
Inside the 18-yard box. Early cross, far post! Goal!
Soccer.
It's Talk Some A-League from Fox Sports. Michael Zappone joins us also from the World Game here on 1116 SEN for Alpha Barbers, Melbourne Central, Hardware Lane and Flinders Lane. Hello, Zappers.
Hey, Kev. How are you?
I'm good. What a bloody disgrace that pitch was last night.
Yeah, we all love, a lot of people love Coldplay, but we weren't loving them last night because they wrecked the pitch at Suncorp Stadium last night, which, you know, something needs to be done about these concerts. You know, you either just schedule games well away from them. That seems to be the only option at the moment, just because, you know, these are multi-purpose venues. So, you can't play football on that type of surface. It makes it impossible, and it ruins the spectacle. And the other point is, it actually is a health risk to the players.
I would have thought so. I would have thought OH&S would have been all over that like a rash last night when I saw that ground come up on the TV.
Yeah, and we've seen it, you know, in the past in Melbourne as well, with, you know, concerts at different venues here. So it's an issue. And you know, I suppose the problem that we have, especially, you know, in Australia with, you know, not enough stadiums to cater for all the different football codes that we have. So, you know, in an ideal world, and what we have, you know, in the MLS in the USA is, you know, purpose-built stadiums for the MLS, 20, 30,000 seaters, which are perfect for that competition. And ideally, that's what we should have here in the long term.
Yeah, it certainly wasn't a good spectacle. I thought they, both teams made, what I saw of it, and I saw probably three quarters of it, I thought they made the best of a bad situation.
Yeah, they did. And look, you know, a couple of good goals as well in the game, considering. And Brisbane Roar continues their undefeated run. They're actually on a run of 10 games without a loss. So
okay.
John Aloisi's done a fantastic job there. What a lot of people don't know is that there's been a lot of issues in the club with the club ownership. And last year they didn't have a training base until the first week of the pre-season. And this year that those issues with the club ownership and club management have continued. So John Aloisi's done a great job to have his players focused on what they need to do on the park. And he's worrying about everything else and managing everything else off the park, as well as coaching and look, you know, trying to fix up the administration and the relationship with the owners of the club. So given that background, it's been a fantastic effort for his side to go 10 games without defeat. And yet again, more frustration for Tony Popovic. You know, this is a side that was expected to, you know, be amongst the top three or four in the league. They're hanging around the top six at the moment, but, you know, I think they've only got 13 points from 12 games played, and that's just not good enough from a side that wants to challenge for a title. So, and there, a little bit of controversy at, towards the end of the game too, with Brendan Santelab being sent off, and he could face a bit of concern during the week with an alleged incident off the ball involving Jade North.
Yes, and we played Tony Popovich's press conference a little before. He thinks it's been blown out of all proportion. He said he was not in agreement with what the Lions person came up with, but well, they're just going to have to work that one out. A couple of games coming up on Boxing Day, obviously, the Newcastle Jets and Wellington Phoenix and Adelaide United and Sydney FC. Interesting, those. I mean, Newcastle, obviously, a bit of a resurgence going on with them. Wellington have had a shocking season. Adelaide have had a shocking season. And Sydney are just creaming everybody.
Yeah, it's an unbelievable start to the season from Sydney FC. They have not lost a game this season in the A-League. Of course, the only game they lost was the final of the FFA Cup against Melbourne City. But Graham Arnold's got this team humming beautifully, and they are going to be really tough to beat. On the other hand of the spectrum, you've got Adelaide United, who actually won the grand final last year. You have to remind yourself of that.
Yeah, you do.
They have been awful this year. They lost a lot of players in the off-season, and, you know, Melbourne City, Bruce Kamau is one of them. But, you know, Stefan Mork was another player that they lost, who they failed to bring in some good players to replace some of the big names they've lost. And as a result, they've really struggled. Guillaume Moore is under a bit of pressure there at the moment, and Adelaide United also face a prospect of playing in the Asian Champions League as well, because they won the A-League last year in February. It's Champions League time for them, so this is just going to go from bad to worse, you'd think, for them. You wouldn't be surprised if he says at this point of the season, let's just get through the next few weeks of the A-League, and our focus now has to be the Champions League, because the A-League season looks like it's beyond them now.
Yeah, they're not in anywhere near the same condition and position they were in this time last year in terms of how well they're playing. The City and Victory line up on City on Tuesday night against Perth Glory, and then the Victory take on Central Coast on the Wednesday. Double headers both these games with the women's game beforehand. So a couple of big nights coming up.
Yeah, it should be good. A bit of football in Melbourne. And great to see the double headers at Amy Park. And Melbourne City are a team that, you'd expect to win on this one. Against Perth Glory, who've been very inconsistent this year. There are a lot of murmurings that some troubles in the dressing rooms there with Reece Williams, one of the former Socceroos who was brought back to the club this year, dropped out of the squad controversially last weekend. And he had an informal approach from Sydney FC to join them in the January transfer window, but he can't leave because he's still got 18 months on his contract, and there's a bit of a stalemate going on there. So John Varnship said that there was a bit of fatigue for his side when they played last, and he thinks that they'll bounce back, and they'll have it a few days off, and they should be okay to defeat Perth Glory, I would have thought.
And Victory are all cock-a-hoop after their win?
Yeah, of course. The derby was a great night, wasn't it? And Melbourne Victory full of confidence at the moment. James Tarisi has been fantastic for them. They really missed him in the early part of the season when he broke his collarbone really early on in the season and missed that first derby when Melbourne Victory lost 4-1 against Melbourne City. So he's made a huge difference. He was best on the ground in the derby. And Marco Rojas as well, sensational. For me, one of the best players in the A-League at the moment. And was a really important player for them in that derby. So he will be really important for them. They play the Central Coast Mariners, and they expect to win this one and win it handsomely. Interesting, I was talking to the Victory officials the other day, and they were saying this is our biggest game at Amy Park for the year. It's surprising.
Wow.
When you think about it, but it's a Christmas time. People are, looking for things to do. And in the last few years, they've had this fixture just between Christmas and New Year, and it's traditionally their biggest game at Amy Park. So still along, it'll be a great atmosphere for both these games. And great to have some football in between Christmas and New Year. And then Victory have got another game on the 2nd down at Cadinia Park as well. So that's always good when the football goes down to Geelong.
Good stuff. What's your favourite Christmas food, Zappers?
Oh, well, having been from an Italian background, Kev, not quite the turkey, but a nice lasagna on Christmas Day goes down beautifully.
And your favourite Christmas drink? Don't tell me it's grappa.
Well, that does, that's pretty good, but that's rocket fuel, that sort of stuff. A nice cold beer on a hot day goes down well.
And the next day, the leftovers, what's your favourite leftover?
Oh, anything warmed up the next day is pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, there you go. There you're showing your Italian background. Good on you, Zapp. It's always great to catch up, mate. Have a great Christmas. We'll talk to you before the big matches next week.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Kev.